Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ben, things went a bit crazy over the weekend after an Instagram influencer posted that she had seen in the flesh none other than Zac Efron, in Byron Bay, which is not far from here. People were losing their minds.
Possibly a stitch-up? Who knows?
Yeah, possibly fake. It's gone further now. There are rumours and speculation that Zac is potentially looking at a property up at Byron Bay to purchase. And
Zac, don't do it!
Yeah, I know.
Byron's jumped the shark.
Hemsworth's wrecked this for everyone. Like, you can't even park in... I mean, they probably don't have to worry about that. But when I go to Byron, you just can't park. Really frustrates me.
The helipads are fine. There's plenty of space there still. Zefron's getting around just fine. But, I mean, why buy in the overpriced suburb of Byron Bay when you could come a little bit further down the coast? Weather's just as great.
We also have a celebrity.
We're all vaccinated, you know, cop that Byron Bay. And there's plenty of nice real estate as well. We've got Troy Pinden, General Manager of McGrath Real Estate, on the phone. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
We're very good. Look, there's got to be some nice spots that Zefron can be enticed to stay here on the Coffs Coast.
Oh, I did hear that bit of an intro. Yes, there's some fantastic spots right along the Coffs Coast, actually. So for the price point of Byron Bay, you could probably definitely purchase a property on the water right along. So why have one when you can have three, four or five properties on the water?
Exactly.
Where do you reckon the bougiest spot is that Zefron would fit right in?
Ooh, it's probably a toss-up because you're thinking if they like Byron, so he does like reggae. That's probably the only thing that we can't compete. There's not as much reggae on the Coast, but probably, yeah, Sawtell. You know, First Ave, it's quite a nice little strip. Or if he likes the quieter, you could go as far as Scott's Head. If he likes on the wild side, you could head down to Nambucca. You've got the jetty, you've got Sapphire. You've got a mix. Like, you've really got a mix.
Or he could get one in each area, and that would be the same price as probably quite a small, average place at Byron Bay.
Are any of these close to schools for when he inevitably does a high school musical reboot?
Oh, plenty of next to school, near school. So not only are they near schools, they're near beaches and they're near cafes, which I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind a latte or two. So.
Interesting that you say that, Ben, because of the high school thing. I was like, oh, you mean when he eventually meets the love of his life on the Coffs Coast, settles down with her, and then has children and sends them to local schools.
No.
And that
being you're running away with your fantasy.
I am letting my mind run loose, that's for sure.
Aren't you engaged,
AB? Pardon?
Aren't you engaged, AB?
Yeah, that's yeah, but
when,
subjective.
When Zac Efron's involved, all goes out the window.
Oh, okay.
It's the Bay. He gets it. He totally gets it.
And the male equivalent to that is still Zac Efron, because he's a gorgeous man, you know?
Very, very much so. Now, Troy, how can people check out these sexual properties around the Coffs Coast?
Well, around the Coffs Coast, you simply just jump onto and Google McGrath, Coffs Harbour, Sawtell and Nambucca Heads, and you've got an array of properties there.
You might be at an inspection with Zefron.
That's right. We probably forgot about Bellingen. That's a little bit light. There's a couple of nice properties out in Bellow. So,
that's true.
There's we've got everything. You really just don't need to go to Byron. It's a nice place, but it just doesn't match the cost goes.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
Years.
The wanker to square foot ratio is very different up there.
You said it.
Troy Pinden, McGrath Real Estate. Thanks for joining us, mate.
All right. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, AB and Ben. Have a good day.
See you later.
Breakfast with AB and Ben.